Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your happy host. So glad to be presenting live music to the Westchester community. We have a great friend of the show today. It's our special guest, Sean Nowell.
How's it going, man?
Sean, you have brought so much good music to this show.
Thanks.
Now, you've been on two or three times?
I think I've been on twice before. Yeah.
Who have you played with?
I was here with Yutaka Uchida.
One of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, that was a good one, right?
It was a good one, but what I love about the show is it plays into my writing reviews because I get great acts here, they give me the CDs, and I love his CD as I love your CD.
Oh, thanks.
Which I am about to hold up.
Yes.
Slowly but surely.
Nice.
And the name of this one, because I can't see it?
Yeah, that's called The Seeker, and that's on Positone Records.
Now I'm going to hold up the other one.
Yes. That one is called Fireworks, also on Positone Records.
I'm glad you made that distinction.
Oh, yeah.
And who else did you play with on the show?
I was also here with Dennis Wing, who was a standard guitar player of the Westchester area, and you can check him out all over the place, actually.
What's great about you is, we talked about it, you do everything from 60s Coltrane blue note jazz to heavy dissonant funk.
Yeah. I like all that stuff.
Yeah, well, it's good to be, able to play everything.
Yeah.
Now, who are you here with today, Sean?
Well, these are my favorite guys to play with in the whole world. So that is Mr. Joe Abbatantuono on the drum set. We call him Joe Abba for short. Simplify it, you know. That's Sam Manai on the acoustic bass. And my man, Mr. Art Hirahara on the piano.
Well, these two guys did a magnificent job last week with Kat Calvosa,
yeah,
who you also recommended.
Yes, she was, I work with her too.
Yeah, I was surprised when you weren't on the show.
Ah, that's okay. Can't make all of them, you know.
That's right. It was just a magnificent session. Now, I want to talk a little bit, but not too much. Your background in music, where did you study?
Yeah, I went to a small Southern Baptist college for 2 years called Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama,
okay,
where I'm from.
Oh.
And studied a lot of church music and sang in a lot of choirs and was really on the path to becoming a Southern Baptist music minister. But then finally came to the realization that I really needed to study jazz saxophone. So I went to Berklee College of Music in Boston and got a degree in composition there.
Actually graduated.
I did, yeah.
That's rare.
Yeah, well, I studied composition because I figured if I could learn the mechanics of how music all works, you know, the nuts and the bolts and how all the gears fit together, and I can teach myself how to play it. So invariably, I'm writing stuff that might even be beyond my playing ability. So I basically try to play catch up with myself. You know, I write things that I hear that are exotic to me and fun, and then I try to like actually play over this stuff. So that's exciting. And then I went to Manhattan School of Music for performance after that for a master's degree.
Wow, doesn't get much better than that. You know, we're going to cut the chatter today because when I get musicians this talented, I just want to hear them play.
Sounds good.
Yeah. move it out of the way for now. Just move it out of the way. Beautiful. Next. Thank you.
Okay, so this last song, the first song that we played was called Lament for Arnold, and I wrote that for my grandfather, who passed away at an early age, unfortunately. And this last song I actually wrote after my namesake. I wrote it after Sean Connery, actually. I was named after Sean Connery because my folks were living in Germany at the time, and I don't know, they were into Sean Connery, it seems. And the name of this song is called In the 60s. Seriously, S-H-I-K-S-H-T-E-E-S-H. So anytime anybody says the name of this song, they have to do a Sean Connery impression. That's my fiendish plot.
Do I have enough hair to do it?
I think you can make it happen. Nice. So when I first moved to New York, I took a job writing for this little avant-garde theater company, and we traveled all over the world, especially in Eastern Europe, and had all kinds of crazy yet dangerous adventures, such as driving around crazy roads with no guardrails and that sort of thing. And almost getting kidnapped by bandits and blown up by missiles and that sort of thing. So it's been a crazy adventure, this whole jazz thing for me. Yeah. So at any rate, let's actually do another song. So we're gonna try one called Folding Space.
Thank you.
perfect timing you have. 10 seconds left. Let me sum it up. What I love about the group, not only are you great players, you really harken back to the 50s and 60s because your melodies are these simple lines that just work with the chords changing them around them. I only wish you had a trumpet player to do harmony.
Thank you, Sean. Absolutely. Cool. Thanks a lot, man.
Got it.
Great job.
I know. Okay.
That was cool.
So 3 songs.